When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, everyone. Happy Thursday. Let's dive into our gratitude practice of this week. This week, we are focusing on solidifying a really nourishing routine for ourselves and contemplating the routines that work and the routines that don't. And I want to take a moment today for us to honor the consistency that we have in our lives. As human beings, we really thrive with consistency. We actually love routine. We do as children and we do as adults too. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. So I want to have a little bit of space right now for us to tap into and feel and express gratitude for a consistent presence of something beautiful in your life. What is something that is constant? Something that you really feel is this everlasting, fairly permanent, returning presence of something special, something nourishing, something that brings you a sense of peace, something that fills you up, something that is a constant in your life that you are oh so grateful for. Now, you can go to anything, any place your heart takes you right now. You know, for me, the first thing I thought of was the air I breathe. I mean, talk about consistency, talk about a constant in my life. We can get really grateful for the air that we breathe that allows us to be alive and be here now, the water that we drink, the food that we eat, or you can go into something specific that's really unique to your life and where you are at right now. It could be a person, a practice that you have, something you keep returning to, or something that keeps returning your way. If I go a little bit more specific than feeling really thankful for the air that I breathe, which really I do, I think actually that's it. That's where I'm going to center my gratitude for today, because I have asthma and or I occasionally return to to the symptoms that asthma gives me. I'm trying to move away from the idea of I have asthma as if it's something permanent. But I've had asthmatic symptoms since I was 4 years old. It's something that's been really present in my life. And for me, breathing fresh air and breathing well without medication is something I can actually feel in my bones as something I am truly grateful for, because I know what it's like to not be able to breathe.
And especially in colder climates, now having moved to Sweden, I experience more of that asthma. There's something about the cold, dry air that triggers it a little bit more. So I have to be more mindful. And I'm finding myself spending more time focusing on deepening my breath, slowing down my breath. I'm doing more breath work in my yoga practice. I am really grateful for the air that I breathe, and every breath I take, I just feel immense gratitude for, especially those effortless breaths that I take for granted. What about you? What is some kind of consistency that you have in your life, whether it's something fundamental, like part of being a human being, like the air we breathe or the water we drink, or if it's something else surrounding your work or your family or your self-care? Just bring your awareness to that constant. And hold the blessing of the fact that this thing is present in your life all the time. The consistency of this thing, the fact that you keep coming back to this again and again, or the fact that this thing is just there all the time. How beautiful and how powerful. And is it that the thing you're focusing on right now perhaps isn't a consistency or isn't a constant presence in everybody's life? We all breathe, right? But we don't all have clean air to breathe. We all drink water. We don't all have easy access to water. We don't all have clean water that we can drink from the tap, right? Maybe your thing that you're grateful for now is really specific to you. So just hold for a moment the possibility of not having this constant in your life. And what would that be like? And letting that place of true gratitude really emanate into your entire being. Feeling it, holding it, breathing it. That thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. Have a beautiful rest of this Thursday, and I'll be back tomorrow.